This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Halloween Haunt is back at California's Great America. We have four packs of tickets all week at 8.05 and then again with Jane at 5.05. If you're calling number 9 right now, gonna get you scream on. Who's got the phones? It's Amy.
Amy, yeah.
All right. 800-400-3697. Be calling number 9. You get tickets for the Halloween Haunt at California's Great America. Things are scary there. People scream like little girls. Somewhere over there, there's a sound effect of Vinny screaming on.
Don't find it,
roller coaster.
Alex.
Just look for Vinny screaming.
Or little girl screaming.
Yeah, little girl scream, something
don't
like that.
Don't do it. Alex.
You should probably do it. All right, so call now and get your tickets for the Halloween Haunt.
Boy, a lot of different jobs writing in to brag about how good they are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is after the farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Were declared the number one.
I dated a doctor for a few months. She had magic hands.
Oh. Jesus.
Lots.
Hi. Magic hands.
Magic hands.
Oh, Vin, the Knights went to the Cup their first year but didn't win. That's the Vegas hockey team.
Right. Yeah, who won last year?
I can't remember.
I don't know. Alden? Who won?
Yeah, Alden will tell us.
Can't
remember. The Rangers popped into my head, but it can't be the Rangers.
No.
No.
No, recently the Washington Capitals won, but I don't think that was the last one.
I typed in Stanley Cup winner for 2018, and the Washington Capitals came up.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
And they beat the Vegas Golden Knights?
They must have beat the Golden Knights, yeah. Ovechkin is their star player, and he's a guy who, he's one of the best players and hadn't gotten it done. And so this, when they finally won, it was like,
yay!
The guy partied for 3 months straight. He was in the news.
He's only just waking up now.
And every time you turned around, there's that guy was at another party.
Ah!
Right.
I'm going to start with The Bachelor.
Okay.
You know, it's a show on ABC, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette.
I do. I don't watch it, though.
Yeah, it's not great TV. It's good for a laugh, though, or good to make you feel like, wow, there's no hope for this planet. One of the things they do on that show is get the people drunk. I mean, I guess I'd call them contestants. They're all competing for the love of the main. It is a party, man. So a lot of times, like, anything interesting happens after they've all started to have drinks. They get loosened up, their tongues get loose, the fights begin, and especially the girl fights. Oh my God, they're so good. Girls are just so awful to each other. The boys can also be quite jerky. So this time around, it's a bachelor, and his name is Peter something or other. Let me find it. Peter Weber. He's a good-looking guy, Vin. Here he is.
Peter Weber. Let's have a look.
Peter Weber. So they are
I'm not boning Peter Weber.
Yeah, he's dorky looking.
His front teeth are too long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
face a little too round.
Yeah. He is a doofus looking dude, but when you see him, I was looking at other pictures. He's a pilot. When you see him in his outfit, he looks
sure.
Hot.
Oh,
with
yeah.
His hat on.
Man,
another
uniform.
Shot with his hat on backwards. He looks hot.
Oh, does he?
He just looks like a goofball there.
Yeah, that's a goofy. Those are those promo pics they do where they all have this big fake smile plastered on their face. But, I mean, he looks doofy to me. But the thing about the show is as you are going through it and you start to see their interactions with other people and how they, you know, sometimes people who aren't that attractive get more attractive to you as you get to know them.
Yeah,
I agree with that 1,000%.
Yeah.
So Peter Weber is this season's Bachelor and they're shooting it right now. And they're in Costa Rica shooting it. And one of the dates, apparently, was a golf outing.
Mm-hmm.
Where, I don't know if you guys know these people, but I've certainly run into drunk people on a golf course.
Drinking is part of
it is
golf culture for sure.
Right. So he was in Costa Rica this past weekend filming The Bachelor when he apparently slipped while trying to step onto a golf cart while carrying two cocktail glasses. Glass.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he fell onto the glasses and slashed his face open. So
the guy I just threw away.
Yes.
Okay.
That's pre.
Sorry, recycled. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Sources say it was serious and blood was gushing out of his face. He was rushed to the hospital. He had emergency surgery and got 22 stitches.
That's a lot of stitches.
It is. So will this be the first Bachelor where they, you know, have to get with some Frankenstein guy?
Where is the cut exactly?
Well, here's the thing. They're not showing any pictures of this because they're frothing to make this into, you know, a big plot point on the show.
How could you not?
Right.
So it's a show based on looks.
Right. So we were looking diligently this morning. Yuzi was just terrified.
I'm even looking right now.
Yeah.
Nothing yet.
There's no pictures of this because they want to do a teaser where they pan up almost to his face. You almost get to see it. Up. Oh, you see maybe a guy with a bloody towel walking off a golf course or something. Chris Harrison, who is the host of the show, says, it was a freak accident. He did get stitches, but he's 100% okay. Production's already back underway. He's still the dashing, handsome pilot we've all dreamed of.
That's what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's his quote. I guess he dreams of him, too. I don't know. He divorced his wife a couple years back, and I want to say he got with one of the chicks that was on one of the seasons.
Well,
I think
the heart wants what it wants. You always say that.
I don't. That's not my line.
No, that's
Selena
your line.
And DiNardo. Oops.
Dump that.
Dump it. Dumped. It's dumped. Well, those are the people I've heard it from, you know, people who know.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
The heart wants what it wants.
By the way, Vinny, we remembered what Sarah said on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll tell you later.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
And then I'll tell you the thing you said that was even worse that we didn't dump. All right.
That never happened.
It happened yesterday morning.
Yeah. Are you moving to the next story?
I know. I'm going to continue.
Okay.
This one real quick.
There's a lot of text coming in. I'm making a correction, Vinny. That the St. Louis Blues won this year.
Oh, so and I the Capitals Stanley, were the year before.
Yeah,
that makes more sense.
2019 St. Louis Blues.
Okay.
That makes more
thanks,
sense.
Thanks, people.
Right. Thank you. You know the producers had to be panicking as they're like, oh no,
mm-hmm.
The star of our show just cut his nose off or whatever the hell happened to him.
Or when he falls, he lands on his face. How about put your, you know,
well,
anything
out?
Maybe
he put his hands out, smashed the glasses, and went, oh, no, I smashed the glass
all
and continued the fall right into the thing. This kid.
I'm one to save a drink, or was at a
sure.
time. There was a time in my life when it was like, save the drinks, everyone.
There was this kid that I went to high school with named Tommy.
Tommy?
I know his last name, but I won't say it because, believe it or not, now I'm on red alert. So he was pedaling his bike to some high school party and had, I'm sure I've told you guys this, had a six-pack of bottles in the front
I never heard
basket,
this story.
And he hit something and went over the top and sliced the whole front of himself up.
Oh.
And it was, I mean, he
Tommy.
Wore those scars like a badge of honor. I mean, I'm sure it's still, he was just lacerated, topped up his whole chest. Tommy, the kid with the glass scars.
One time I was riding Glenn Meredith on the handlebars of my bike, my beach cruiser. And we're riding along and he got his foot stuck in the spokes and we flipped over the bars.
Oh my God.
And of course, because he was in front of me, he landed first.
And you landed on top of him.
Right. And then he got up and his mouth was stuck to his braces. And he just ran away. And I was sitting there like, Glenn?
How old were you?
We were little kids, but then we just weren't friends anymore. I was like, I didn't do it. So weird. We never.
You're the one who stuck your foot in the spokes.
We didn't talk anymore after that.
Oh. Well, maybe his mom was like, you stay away from that Hassan kid.
I don't
know. That Hassan kid's trouble. Or he was embarrassed.
Yeah, he's probably embarrassed.
I don't know.
Did he cry in front of you or he just ran away?
I don't even remember tears being part of it. I just remember he didn't talk. He just took off. And I do understand when you're hurt, you just want to get someplace safe and
your mommy.
Comfortable. Yeah, whatever. But
yeah, your mommy. Yeah. That's
but
what
yeah,
you
we
want
just
when
didn't
hurt.
We didn't talk again.
Hmm.
Saw him around.
Yeah.
Just
you have to get new teeth. Forget the braces. Get those braces off, huh? She had to get all new teeth.
Weird things that happen when you're kids.
Bike accidents, though, or, you know, a lot of people fry their face on the pavement.
Yeah.
With that.
Sure.
My sister knocked out some teeth. Fell off a bike.
I spent years riding bikes looking for things to jump over or off of or, wipeouts are normal.
Yeah.
Comes with it.
Yeah.
I ran into a telephone pole one time.
Oh.
We used to, there was this alleyway and it was a hill. And so we would ride our bikes down it. And I was just learning how to ride. My dad had just let me out.
Oh, boy.
He would make me ride in the backyard on the grass.
Yeah, I'm aware.
And so we lived on a hill and there was another hill. And I just didn't know how to steer and just ran right into the telephone pole. That was good. I think my brothers got in trouble because they weren't watching me.
What could they have done, even though? It's not, what are they going to run after you, catch the speeding bike?
It's one of those family
moves. No one
should
get in trouble for that. It's just an accident. God.
How could you let your brother?
What? Right. Well, anyway, this guy, Peter Weber, split his face open in a golf cart and drink glasses mishap on The Bachelor. And so the producers, I'm sure they were just like, oh no, as he's got a towel over his bloody face and getting taken to the hospital for his 22 stitches. They're actually speculating in this story. I bet they were already looking back over their short list trying to figure out who they could replace Peter with if he died.
Oh, goodness.
In any event, they're going to love putting that promo together where they're teasing whether or not this guy's going to be, people will even be able to look at his face anymore. Oh, God. No, you're great. It's fine. Don't worry. It's just me.
Well, that show is pretty fluffy.
Yeah.
Right?
It's very fluffy. Hey, Alex, play the clip.
Oh, which clip?
The one we talked about this morning. Remember that when we were talking about it? Okay, here we go, Vinny. Oh, did you have the video too?
Yes.
This is just a little, it's like a way back Wednesday for everybody. I have an update on this person. So here we go.
Okay, give me 1 second, it's loading.
It's loading, everyone.
Loading.
Oh my God, it's about to happen. Wait for it. It's going to be amazing.
Oh no. For our map reading. Oh no.
Yeah, that's a good one. So that chick's name is Caitlin Upton. She now goes as Kate Upton, by the way.
Oh, does she?
She does.
She was on the American Race?
The Great Race.
The Amazing Race.
Oh, how'd she do on that?
Her whole thing was about trying to prove that she's smart.
And how did she do?
She didn't.
Well, that's too bad. Yeah, she's... I think all the proof we need is right there in that pudding.
Oh.
Former Miss Teen USA contestant who infamously mangled the answer about Americans and maps, such as South Africa and places like... Such as.
What was the actual question again?
It was, why can't American children find America on a map?
Got it.
Or something along
those
lines.
Find the United States on a map, yeah.
She, it looks like, is getting a divorce. That's where she's at now.
I think she may have been on that show with her husband.
Oh, Charles McNeil is his name, and they're kaput now. Mm. She now goes as Kate Upton, C-A-I-T-E, Upton. I guess he filed for divorce about a year ago, and according to the terms, her biggest concerns were the family dog and her frequent flyer miles. This isn't one of those high-power divorces with all the money changing hands. Like, you know, they just had to work out a settlement. She's leaving the marriage, such as the Iraq, with a bank account worth $263, and their husky, named Aurora. She also gets to keep her frequent flyer miles, so that's good. And her personal property, which probably there's no maps in that.
Did you say $263?
$263.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
That was her in 07 when she was competing as Miss South Carolina, Teen USA. I guess they co-owned a gym called Uptone Fitness. And he's buying out her stake in that, so she'll get $50,000 from that.
Oh, well, that's a nice little...
Yes, she'll get a little something.
Bump.
He gets a leased 2019 Audi A4, two personal bank accounts worth about $4,400, and one business account with $22,500 in it. She gets the dog, $263 and $50,000.
Eventually.
Oh. Eventually. by the way, he also gets their espresso machine. I guess he likes coffee.
I know little things like that.
A good espresso machine would be so expensive.
Oh, they are.
You know, like a
pricey.
Good one.
Yeah. The people get them built into their houses, well, and they're like a couple thousand dollars.
Right.
Like they get full on maintenance nightmares installed in their house.
Well,
you get what you want. If you've got $2,000 to drop on a built in espresso machine, have at it. Maybe you can hire someone just to come every morning and clean that. Actually, have them get there early and make you the coffee. Miley Cyrus has been hospitalized.
How's she doing?
She has tonsillitis.
Oh,
I guess she must have caught it from that Cody guy.
Oh. Can you catch that?
I don't know. I think so. Can
I had
you?
Tonsillitis twice.
How did you have it twice?
They took mine out when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And they didn't take them all out. And they grew back.
Oh, they grew back?
And get them cut out again.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I think I still have my tonsils.
Super.
Me too,
such a bummer.
Yeah, I'll bet.
How, what was the amount of time in between?
The first time I was pretty young. The second time, I don't know, years. But the second time I was older, I remember being in the hospital all night, like the whole thing.
Mm.
And I remember there was a kid next to, I just recently talked to my mom about this. The kid next to me screamed bloody murder.
Oh.
It didn't occur to me. So I was saying to my mom, man, I don't know what they were doing to the kid next to me, but I remember the screaming, and I remember thinking like, oh my God, what's happening on the other side of that? And my mom goes, he was there for the same thing you were. He was just a puss.
But how, I thought your throat hurt.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Screaming?
It was like the scariest thing, but he was someone who just couldn't.
Handle the pain.
Handle being alone. Couldn't, you know, our parents weren't there. It was the middle of the night. I don't know what that kid's
let your mom
deal
stay
was.
With you all
I don't
night?
Know.
Oh.
No.
That's rough.
Or that, you know, that was a time when moms were like, yeah, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
You know, now
yeah, I got other kids. Right.
Now moms would say, oh, I got to stay
the
with
the world
them.
Stops. My son has his tonsils out.
Oh, Sandy went, I'm going home.
So Miley Cyrus, she's there at the hospital.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, she revealed she'd been admitted to a local hospital just one day after sharing that she'd been suffering from tonsillitis. She took some pictures of herself in her hospital gown, and she made a few adjustments to it. So here's the first one. Here she is. She's her mom's in this picture. She's all bummed out because she's like, oh, this thing isn't flattering. I don't like it. And then, so she made some adjustments. She looks like she cut the sleeves off, made it a spaghetti strap, and made it a little more form-fitting there, pulled it in the back.
It's cute.
She hashtagged Courtney Love in the, or maybe at Courtney Love in the blurb underneath. And it's weird because it does look like something Courtney Love would wear.
Yeah.
She's put that style together.
Kind of at Yves Saint, what's the name of that? YSL?
Yves Saint Laurent?
Yeah. She's actually hashtagging them.
Funny. Well, you know, there she is. She's styling it. Those hospital johnnies are not. I mean, I saw way more.
Have you?
Than I
you've
ever
done hospital
to.
Time, right?
Sure.
Oh, I guess you had two kids.
I
of
did.
Course you have.
Yeah. I had my appendix out when I was a kid too, and I remember being horrified that the whole back of the thing was. I'm like, oh my God, like clutching it constantly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I've done was tonsils.
Mm. Did you enjoy the hospital
no,
johnny?
No, I didn't. I don't remember that part, but I remember that kid. I don't know.
I can't believe he's screaming his head off. I thought the whole point was you had a sore throat.
Maybe he hadn't gotten it done yet. I don't know, but my mom was like, he was in there you guys were in the same room.
Hmm. Well, so, some people have a low tolerance for pain.
Yeah, that's it, I think.
Oh, he's
or
a big
and low tolerance
baby.
For being. Well, it scared me. It made me more scared because I was like, I don't know why that kid's screaming like this.
But I'm not getting any sleep. Can someone stuff a pillow over his head?
Tripping me out.
Yeah. Anyway, it looks like she's going to be fine. But she's actually trying to get to this thing she was committed to, Gorillapalooza. It's a charity event hosted by Ellen DeGeneres' The Ellen Fund. It raises money for global conservation efforts. She said, we've got gorillas to save. She's actually hoping to make it there this weekend. How long does it take to recover from tonsillectomy?
Vinny?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I was a little boy.
I remember they used to sell you the tonsillectomy because you had to have like a week of ice cream or something.
Yeah, right.
Well, they give you some popsicles, but I don't think anybody gets fed a week of ice cream.
Oh, yeah. It's the only reason I wanted it. What to have some of that. What's going up in the news, Ben?
Are video games as addictive as cocaine?
Oh, I bet they are.
Some parents think so. Also, smartphones and buckets of cookie dough.
Oh, sounds so good.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, the Johnny Mosley podcast. New episodes drop every Monday. You can find them at radioalice.com or at radio.com. That's also where you'll find our secret show, the Sarah and Vinny show, and full show episodes every hour, every day, and the last 30, which is the very first break. If you want to hear us bitching our hearts out about PG&E, listen to today's last 30. It's all there for you at radio.
All the same stuff you're thinking. Yes. It's nothing surprising.
Hear your friends yell about it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the 5th Annual Walnut Creek Oktoberfest at Civic Park. It's coming up this Saturday, October 19th.
Woo! That's next Saturday.
That's not
Woo-hoo.
Right. Saturday, October 19th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission is free. Fun for all ages. That's the 5th Annual Walnut Creek Oktoberfest in Civic Park. Saturday, October 19th from 11 to 6. Admission is free. It's fun for all ages.
All right.
Oktoberfest. Rip it up.
I think I will. I'll go to the Oktoberfest.
Sounds fun.
Have a Hoffenbrau.
So I have a good friend who has kids older than mine, and I've listened to him tell stories about different things that have come up in their lives. And one of the things he's mentioned to me is the addiction level of phones and certain games and certain apps.
Mm.
And he likens it to drugs.
Mm.
Like what
it's like
the,
that
the effect it has on his kids.
I need my drug,
is
man.
Disturbing. And he, one of the stories, I think I've told you this one, his daughter's phone broke. It was broken. Mm. It was unusable. And she kept picking it up and fingering the thing, trying to, and she didn't even realize she was doing it. And she just, this doesn't work. Put it down. And a couple minutes later would pick it up again and be like, oh, right. Ugh. And he's watching this going, you're crazy. Stop it. It's making me so sad. So.
But the most important thing in her life is this thing that's broken. And she
but
just keeps
she's broken
it
by it
right.
Because she's doing this.
Who is she without her phone?
It's like a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And another one of the things he told me is that they go to their room to go to bed and then they're up for like 4 more hours. On their phones, texting and doing. Yep. So without a little bit of background, you might say to yourself, gaming is not addictive, stop it. But the truth is, certain personality types do get extremely addicted to these things.
Absolutely.
Epic Games is being sued for not warning parents that Fortnite is allegedly as addictive as cocaine.
Oh my God. People are obsessed with Fortnite still.
Roughly a quarter of a billion mostly obsessed gamers are battling it out in Fortnite.
Jesus.
And there's a good chance your kids are among them. And a Montreal-based law firm has launched a proposed class action lawsuit in Canada on behalf of two parents who claim Fortnite publisher Epic Games needs to pay the price for this third-person shooter they say is as addictive and potentially harmful as drugs.
You're ruining my kids' lives, eh? I'm
your
sorry
kids
you're doing
play
this.
Fortnite.
I think I've asked them this and they have played it, but I don't think either one of them is. They're on some other game right now because like I'll hear them talking about it.
You play this
Fortnite?
I have played Fortnite a little bit. I'm not a big fan of it, but yeah, it's very popular.
Yeah, people are, the people who are into it are into it.
I think Bryn's into it, isn't he?
Bryn plays some, he doesn't play Fortnite, he plays a different one.
He plays a couple different ones.
Vaughn is nodding. Come in here. Vaughn obviously knows.
They say, though Fortnite is free to play, kids spend gobs of real money purchasing the in-game stuff.
Right. Like, there's all kinds of upgrades you can get for your character and dance moves you can learn. And tell us everything, Vaughn.
Yeah. Bryn plays PUBG Mobile.
Which is like Fortnite,
it's
right?
Like Fortnite, a little more realistic. Blood and stuff like that.
Sure,
and
that's good.
Lingerie and things.
Oh. Well, lingerie and blood?
You start naked and you got to get your own clothes.
Oh.
That's like part of the...
You're naked and you're like your ding-dang is hanging out?
Not the whole ding-dang, but it's covered up with some...
What?
Some chonies.
All right. So you start with underpants.
Underpants. Right. There you go.
There's a girl, but a girl
they have
starts
little,
out with...
little sports bra and panties.
Oh, okay.
And then from there you... kill someone, get their clothes.
Oh, you take other people's clothes.
Their clothes, their weapons, their gear, helmet, all that kind of stuff.
I see.
Yeah.
And then you can also buy those things, I assume, if you're willing to
spend real life money. I believe so. I haven't gotten that far into it, but
PUBG, though.
It's money, yeah. PUBG.
All right. Yeah.
I didn't know about Fortnite. I've never played it, but they say that you're spending real money purchasing in-game currency, V-Bucks, used for dances, which you just mentioned dancing. How do you know about that?
The dancing thing is one of the, you get like a victory dance. So you learn how to dance in this thing. And you, and so each thing has their personalized like victory dance. Or I don't, listen, I'm just telling you what
I've
heard.
Sounds like you do know.
I don't.
You also can buy skins and custom outfits for your virtual alter egos.
They did a skit on it on SNL where they were showing the, you know, all the characters on SNL were supposedly characters in this game. And you know, hanging out like they're resting on the screen.
Oh,
but then they would have their dance that they'd like, you know, mad dance that you got there. Thank you. Thank you very much. I hope you were watching me on the looking glass.
What would be your victory dance?
Oh, my victory dance? Well,
yeah,
how would that go? That would be it. Like, people would be like, holy crap, you know, what is she doing?
It's called a seizure.
Yeah, like that. That's what like it looked
that.
Like.
What was that?
That was my special victory dance.
The defendants used the same
dance.
Tactics as creators of slot machines or variable reward programs to ensure dependence of its users. The brain is being manipulated to always want more. And that is the thing that my buddy kept saying is they're manipulating these kids' brains. Their brains aren't formed enough to...
resist.
Recognize what is being done to them.
Right.
And it's the same with the same argument is made against the likes on Facebook.
Right.
And Instagram, which is all they want is this.
Right.
This
acceptance.
Love. This right. So-called love to come in through their phone.
Right.
I'll let you know if they have any luck. I doubt it.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, Sue, go ahead and sue Fortnite all you want. It's all the games. Everybody is looking for the game that's going to addict someone to and cause them to spend money.
Well, the in-game purchases thing, you were falling for that just on Bejeweled Blitz.
Yeah, Bejeweled Blitz, I would actually totally spend money for power-ups and, you know.
And you, for a minute there, were like, I don't buy that stuff. And then later, you were fully all in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I argued it to myself, like, well, listen, you know, a movie is $10. I'm just sitting here. I'm not wasting any gas. I'm not buying popcorn. I'm buying $10. Oh, what? $10 on top of $10 on top of $10.
Did you spend money? What was that one, Vinny, where you walk around?
Oh, Pokemon. I did.
Sure she
I
did.
I totally spent money on that. But I was walking around. I was like, I use it all day. Why wouldn't I spend money on it?
We walked 10 miles.
Oh, my God. That was, we were walking. It was just constant walking. Constant.
The prediction here is that our phones will disappear in 10 years and voice AI systems will be everywhere and will replace them.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of into the voice AI thing. I read this one series where they had this little AI. If it was anything like it was in this book, I'm like, I need that. That's amazing. Had like a scroll. It was just like in an eyepiece that was sort of an overlay on the world that you lived in, and it would hear the things around you and give you information on them as you were. It's freaking great. You could ask it whatever.
Is
you
it?
Want. Oh yeah, that's what I want.
Okay,
that's all I need. Just a little AI implant in my head. I'm in.
Well, that's where it's headed, everybody. So
less devices, more AI.
I don't
don't know.
Who are the people? Is it Stephen Hawking thought AI was a bad idea, but Elon Musk loves it? Or do I have that backwards?
I do not know.
You're the only one that loves nerds so very much that you would know something like
right.
that.
Well, there are people who make arguments against it. AI will take over the world. Put the humans down.
Costco just started selling a 76-ounce bucket of Pillsbury chocolate chip cookie dough.
Awesome.
It's 5 pounds of cookie dough.
That's great. I got to tell John to pick that up.
You can make...
How many cookies?
76 cookies.
Oh, that's all?
Or just eat 76...
Scoops.
Giant chunks.
Oh, man, I love cookie dough.
Of cookie dough. It's freezable for up to 2 months because most people can't use that much in one... at one time.
Yeah.
I do love cookies.
Well, there's no, you know, delish. I would never freeze it. I would totally use that up. It's only like 6.5 dozen cookies, you know?
So you'd eat it all uncooked?
No, I'd cook it. Oh. I mean, most of it.
Okay.
I'd eat, I'm sure I'd be eating scoops of that. Yeah, that sounds like, don't ever buy that, John, hun. We don't need that in the house.
Oh, look at this.
I'm having enough trouble without having a 72 cookie. Jesus. I don't need that, but I totally need it.
Well, my diet starts today. I mean, the power
really?
Is going to go.
The
well,
day?
The power goes off. The electricity's going
to
be.
Yeah, that means you're going to go out to eat somewhere.
No, it means that there's going to be no food in the house, and I'm going to be.
And you're not going to feed the kids. You're not going to take them out for pizza.
Sorry,
or...
kids. Mm. We're all learning a hard lesson today.
Oh, I'm sure.
We're going to sit
That's
in the dark and
go.
Stare at each other.
Right. We're going to eat these candles. Here you go.
Your boy Elon.
Oh.
Has made an addition to Tesla. Elon tweeted that Tesla's going to allow people to start customizing the noise their horn makes when they honk.
Oh.
Three examples he gave are the sound of coconuts, which is a Monty Python reference.
Yeah.
It's the horse. Uh-huh. It's to mimic horse sounds.
It does. It's a very convincing
horse gallop,
sound. Yeah.
I guess.
Sure.
Goat noises.
Are these things going to be effective in moving people out of my way?
Right.
Move, bitch. Get out of the way. Can I get a foghorn?
Yeah, something like that. Farts is the third sound.
Oh, no.
For God's
that
sake.
You'll be able to add to those, your Tesla's
those
horn.
Those seem like I'm going to be looking around for horses. Like, it seems like that's more trouble. I need just a horn sound so yeah. people know I'm like, move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Okay, Elon, thanks.
Well, you love
Do you hear
him.
About the brown Teslas? They say they're really hard to find, but
yeah,
but people
what's the deal with that?
Apparently, there's a brown, like a bronzy brown color, mm-hmm. and they say don't buy it because even though it's hard, like people are like, oh, I got to get that because it's hard to find, and then resale on them is like zero. Nobody wants a brown Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I want a nice
weird,
a nice car. I know.
Well, I know that Christina crunched all the numbers because we were talking about Teslas, and she said I can only get a white one.
Why?
Because they charge for color.
Oh, well, just get a white one then.
Well, I mean, I was like...
You got a white car now?
What about a black one?
Yeah. Said,
no, white.
How much more is the black?
I don't know. She just... That's... We're
so
not
you're
doing...
Getting
I'm
a
not...
Tesla.
No, I'm
yes,
not
she
doing
crunched
it.
Crunched the numbers, for God's sake.
No,
of course
I'm,
you're
that's
getting
her
a Tesla.
Thing. She does that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, she's right.
She likes to look at
oh,
stuff
man,
and
I'll
figure
so
things out.
I'll be so jealous if you get a Tesla.
Why?
Because they're so awesome.
Yeah, but you could get one.
Yeah, but I can't because I don't have a garage. I'm not having that.
Who needs a garage? You have...
I need a garage.
Why?
Because I want to get a Tesla. If I had a garage, I'd get a Tesla.
You're
can't
talking
have a Tesla
in circles now.
Right. It's all the same thing.
Okay.
You could get one, though. It would look good in that garage of yours, too. It's a nice garage. Get a three-car garage?
No. It's bigger than a normal
like
two-car,
two?
But it's not...
So which car stays outside? The minivan?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. Which currently has gray water from the sprinklers being put on it nightly. And so, do you know the stains that makes, those water stains?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys recycle your gray water to the...
The whole neighborhood, anybody who parks out in front gets their car ruined by that sprinkler water.
So the HOA covers your front garden and lawns?
Yeah. Huh. But that's such a bummer.
Yeah.
But that's how I broke the wind. Remember I told you I was backing it in? I was trying to park the van in the garage
yeah.
and pulling it into this tight space and the bicycle grip caught the paint
oh, yeah,
job.
Yeah.
And I didn't, unbeknownst to me, because I wasn't wearing my glasses. It's torquing until it slipped and went, wah-bah!
And smashed the windshield or the side glass. I was like, what just happened?
And that was in the minivan?
That was in the van.
God, that minivan is cursed.
And so I was like, okay, cursed. Here I am.
Everything has happened. They get in an accident the first weekend they have it. He gets rear-ended. That torquing thing happens.
Here I am trying to protect the paint job by parking it in the garage, yeah. And I end up causing more damage, and I realize there's no saving this thing.
No.
The van staying out.
Yep. Just get it washed once a week. It's a gray water wash off of it.
Well... I mean, isn't that what they call that?
Yeah,
gray water.
It's right. It's everything except.
It's like poop don't water. Drink this is what no, they're they
right non-potable.
They warn you of.
It's like your dishwater, your washing machine water.
Next,
not your toilet water.
Next to gray water in candy form is candy corn. So as you get ready for,
That's right. It's almost candy corn season. Yeah. Actually, it is candy corn season.
Don't do it, people.
I love it.
No one wants that. It
I
is
have to not
the
do it
least
this year.
Popular Halloween
oh,
candy.
Stop it. Of course, it isn't. People say it's the least popular, but it's still around.
And just
everyone
so you know,
it. Everybody wants
the
it.
Most popular
Snickers.
It's Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh yeah, they're
still
great.
At the top of the list.
I have to not eat any candy this year. Can I do
Why?
It? Because I'm not eating crap anymore. I mean, I've passed up
did
on
you
donuts
have a,
out oh, here.
Hey, did you have a hamburger last night?
No, I didn't. I had we had grilled chicken.
Did you tell them what you're
I did.
You're
you know, I
eat?
Went back and I found that article that you had mentioned. It's not nearly as effective what I you know as I think we made it sound yesterday. Basically, they're saying if every American stopped eating beef, and they actually went on to talk about how what's happening in Brazil and the 220 million head of cattle that they have there that are all, you know, and they say they actually feed them these beans and the ratio of beans to cows, it costs so much more to feed them than you get like calories from the actual beef. It's
you really
whole...
found an article that I wasn't looking at.
Yeah.
No, I can assure it's... you that it did
this
not
is,
break
well,
down.
If you read further down in the article, I know what article it is, but it's so I read the study and basically we could almost, if we just stopped eating beef, we could almost get down to the emissions that we had planned for back when
right.
we were in the Paris thing. We wouldn't get there, and I so I'm you know as my small token I've given up beef.
But you are leaving the door cracked because you don't think it'll get.
Well, it wasn't nearly as like definitive as I think we made it sound yesterday on the air.
Right. Well, the point is, no one's quitting beef, even if it said for sure we can get there. People wouldn't do it.
Yeah, people are not willing to give up their beef. So I'm going to give up beef. It's
right.
not that much of a stretch for me anyway.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'd like to wish Marianne a happy birthday from her two sons. She's a huge Sarah and Vinny fan.
Oh, I'd like to wish Sherry a happy birthday. Huh? My girlfriend Sherry's birthday today. I think she's 32.
Hi, Sherry. Happy birthday.
If she's not 32, she sure looks it. You could have fooled me.
Boy, look at you go. Ironic that Sarah claims The Bachelor has no redeeming value, yet she salivates over Survivor and Big Brother, which are equally useless
no,
shows.
No, they're not. Those are actual competitions. The Bachelor is just like sort of this gross thing where women and men pit themselves against each other for the love of one man or woman. It's like... And plus, sometimes there are good people on Big Brother. Sometimes there's someone who's really smart on there or more Survivor. Other times, they're a bunch of ditzes.
Do you know this to be true? He is super charming. On The Bachelorette, they can't stop talking about how he had sex with her 4 times in a windmill.
In one windmill? He went 4 times?
I don't know anything about it. I'm asking you.
I haven't watched that in a couple of years now.
This is the handsome...
Peter Weber, I think they said his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's super geeky looking, but...
Oh, here. Peter has game. He has swagger for sure.
Oh.
His personality makes him 100 times hotter.
Oh, wow. There you go. Well, too bad he got his face slashed open on a broken glass.
He's going to need that personality.
He's going to need it. Well, I might have to watch his upcoming season just to see what
Me too. I was thinking the same thing.
Vinny,
it doesn't come until January, I think.
Oh, okay. Mm. So they're shooting it now. He got into some kind of golf cart slipping accident where he slipped and fell onto margarita glasses in Costa Rica.
You said The Bachelor is based on looks. Hello, that is a show about love. True, long-lasting love.
Oh.
My apologies.
Yeah,
my mistake. I didn't know.
I didn't realize.
Is there a ha 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 ha?
No. I'll read more texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.